This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Studio with us. He's now won two major federal court victories for all our Second Amendment rights. There's a lot of other big news to break down. Look forward to that. But right now, we're about to start taking your phone calls. Let's start going to him right now. Lee in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Yes, thank you. Alex, I've just got a thought I've been kicking around, haven't had a lot of success with. Is there any reason a federal judge would not be able to issue warrants for the criminals in office?
Well, if federal grand juries, they don't just put all the power on the judges did, but the Justice Department controls those grand juries, but yes.
Okay. Because I was wondering, and I tried to reach out to them, they're not easy to get in contact with.
Well, most federal judges are politicians. I'm not saying they're all bad. There are a lot of good state court judges. The Democrats can pick the really bad jurisdictions they want to sue and go after Republicans, but... Yeah, what we need is state grand juries to do what New York's done, but not from a position of fraud, from a position of strength and reality, and start. I mean, why aren't state courts indicting? Why aren't state grand juries indicting Hunter Biden? Because that affects, those are crimes at the state level, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was my only question, Rush. Thank you. You're keep up the great work.
I'll try, brother. But that's the Pandora's box, that now the Democrats have indicted Trump, and they've done things, even if Trump's guilty, which I don't think he is, 1,000 times worse, well, then what's good for the goose is good for the gander. It's a two-way street. Justin in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I enjoyed your hit piece this morning on Steve Bannon. Really good job there.
Thank you.
Listen, I want to get straight to it. I think we gotta get behind Trump. I know you got a lot of Blackfield folks in your audience.
Hey, listen, I want to hear what you have to say. Your phone just started scrambling. So just stay right where you are. Talk right into the receiver.
Okay, Alex. Sorry about that. Listen, I think we gotta get Trump back in office. I know you got a lot of Blackfield people in your audience that are ready to move on from Trump, but I don't believe there's anybody else. There's not a live player on the planet that can step in and do what Trump has done. He's spent $70 million on lawyers since he's left office. There's not a human being on the planet that would just not say, hey, I'm done with this. I'm going to go live my life. I got great.
No, I tend to agree with you.
World.
After he's been through what he's been through, they're really going after him. It's real. They're going after me. It's real. So I know it's real with him. They are so scared of him right now. We would be stupid to throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think that's what you're saying.
Trump's not perfect, and I'm by no means is he, but, like, if you look at his picks that he had, you know, personnel picks, people he put in his cabinet with him and stuff like that, he had to get a coalition government going or the rhinos would have just dropped the ball on him early on. And people talk about he didn't get nothing done during his first. You absolutely don't know how government works unless you have a filibuster-proof majority in the Senate, control the White House and the House. You're generally not going to get.
Well, exactly. And it was good that he never run for office. And nobody ever did that and won the presidency other than George Washington. But then he didn't know what he was doing. He's gotten his education now.
Hey, he's a trial by fire. Ain't no doubt about that. But like I said, there's not another live player on the planet that can step in. And after DeSantis had to walk back his comments the other day on Ukraine, you realize you know, Trump's all alone in a sea of just. Sea monsters.
Well, that's it. I mean, I'm not in the lesser two evils, but it's like a football game. Who are you going to put on the field? People can say, well, he's not perfect. He dropped the ball here and he did that. But he also scored some of the biggest touchdowns and victories we ever had. And he's gotten rid of Jared Kushner. I have a good feeling about Trump right now. I mean, he's under attack. He's in battle. That's why I'm supporting him.
If you look at his policy videos, it's enough to have gotten other men killed. Look, Kennedy talked about a monolithic conspiracy that we're surrounded by. Later, he's gone. They did the same thing with Nixon. They did the same. They shot Reagan. I just don't see how the guy has been able to walk this fine line of doing what he needs to do, expose the deep state to the American people, and not get shot in the process.
That is powerfully said. Presidents have been killed for saying far less. What he is saying is causing irreparable harm to the New World Order. Great call. They decided to not perp walking, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for president. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for president. 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for president and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
I got up.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
All right, we're taking your phone calls in this hour. All the huge global developments are taking place. Michael Cargill, who's won two major federal appellate court victories, overturning two major gun control laws of Biden and Trump. He's going to be joining us in studio with a lot more. And the justified shooting that the court and the jury ruled was murder last week. Cargill's got the inside baseball on that huge case here in Austin, Texas. He'll be with us next hour. We're taking your calls right now. I noticed one of the callers, Craig in California, wanted to talk about the movie in the mid-1970s Network. And so before we go to Craig and Aaron and everybody else, I wanted to play a short clip so folks would know in context what he's talking about. Here's a clip.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street and there's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel belt and radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to smell you. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore! I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. Things have got to change.
How many stations does this go out?
You've got to get mad. 67.
I know it goes to Louisville and Atlanta.
We're not going to take this anymore. Then we'll figure out what to do about the depression and the inflation and the oil crisis. But first, get up out of your chairs, open the window, stick your head out and yell, and say, I'm as mad as hell.
All right, Craig, Well, that's quite the intro for a caller. You want to talk about the movie, the Mid-1970s Network. That's excellent. Were they sitting down and explain the New World Order to him? Well, you talk about a globalist message. It is it. Craig, you're on the air. What's your take on that?
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. You know, I'll tell you, I think it's about that time, don't you?
I'm as mad as hell, and I ain't going to take it anymore.
Well, maybe at a designated time, we can kind of get a kind of a feel for who our neighbors are and who's on board to where you know, because people won't talk to one another. But if you hear a guy two doors down yelling, I'm mad as hell, I ain't going to take it anymore, now you got somebody you know you can go over and talk
to. You just said, that's why I spent this segment yesterday when I was in Steven Crowder's office saying, when I go out, all I get's love. It wasn't about, oh, I'm great, oh, I'm wonderful, I'm in battle, barely still on air, because people don't realize the power they have. I tell you, all I get's positive feedback, because I've been around 29 years on air, I just get a lot of negative feedback. We must be winning with the feedback I'm getting, but individuals don't know because they're locked in their houses.
Exactly. So if we stuck our head out, maybe, you know, if nothing else, do a little listening. Because if we designated a certain time between this time and that time to yell out your window to where it's not all at the same time, because if you're yelling, you can't hear your somebody else yell.
But listen, it's too hard to coordinate something like that. I think it's good to knock on your neighbor's doors and ask them what they know about the New World Order and go to city council and speak. You'll meet like-minded people there. But I don't think it's bad to yell, I'm mad as hell, or put a flag up or put a sign up on your house. If you're mad about the state of the country, come talk to me. I mean,
it would be kind of a novelty just to be able to, you know, put your ear to the window and start hearing people around the neighborhood.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. Tonight at 7 p.m., I'll walk out and I'll scream in my front yard, I'm mad as hell. My neighbor's going to be inside watching TV. They're not going to hear me. I'm not poo-pooing your idea. I'm saying, this is a metaphor in the movie. What is a modern way to do what he says? Go to a banner hang, go stand with a sign on the street corner, go to city council, go to the school board. I mean, what do you think a modern version of that is?
Well, my only defense is, you know, I don't play the game with these people, and I'm very outspoken, and anytime that they're trying to get me to comply to some ridiculous thing, I let it be known. I don't care who's around me, how I feel about the whole situation.
I think we do it every day at work and church and business and life, just speak out and be heard. Beautiful call. Thank you so much. Let's go ahead and take a call from Aaron in Kansas. You're on the air, Aaron.
Hey, Alex. Just wanted to say love you guys. Keep up the great work.
Love you, too.
You and the crew. Hey, I wanted to bring up something. Most callers I never really hear talk about anything with Catholicism. I want to know if you know anybody by the name Carlo Murillo Pagano. He used to be the Archbishop, basically, of the United States, and he tried exposing a lot of the corruption that was going on inside of the church, and I wanted to see if you have any thoughts of.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard that name. I'm not a Catholic, but some of my best friends are Catholics, and I think Catholics are like our whole Christian community. Some are active, some are conservative, some are engaged, others are leftist. And so you can look at one horrible leftist cardinal or bishop, and you can look at a great one. So we've got all these great Catholics at the tip of the spear fighting tyranny. They're wonderful, beautiful people. And they're so close to Christ, and you've got other people that are against it. I mean, look at Pope John Paul II. I mean, almost everything he said, I agree with. A great man, you know, incredible speeches, stood up against communism. And then you look at the next pope, he was kind of bad, and the new one's horrible. They're just men. But I understand that, you know, that they lead a bunch of Catholics, so I don't attack them. But I think at the end of the day that, yeah, there's been a major struggle for the heart and soul of the Catholic Church. There's been a struggle for everything. And I can't sit here and bash the Catholic Church for being pro-globalist part of the time, because you look at the Protestant churches, where are they? They're not doing anything either. So let he without sin cast the first stone. But I remember that name you're talking about. I know about some of the current cardinals and bishops that are speaking out against the New World Order so eloquently. But tell us about this person you're bringing up.
Exactly. He wrote there's a book about him. I'm not sure if he wrote it. It's called A Voice in the Wilderness. And he really just puts them together. And it's basically the same big cabal that you've been exposing for the past probably 30 years now. But you see the FBI going to investigate what they call extremists, and they're going to a Latin mass. And I've heard the devil hates Latin. So
there's no doubt that the New World Order is attacking conservative Catholics. Because anything original, they're attacking the Orthodox Church because it's old. They're attacking the Catholic Church because it's old. They are scared of its potential. because they've only partially conquered it. And so they are definitely after traditionalist real Catholics. You can, it's 100% real. I mean, Homeland Security internally said conservative Catholics are the number one threat. Oh, wow.
Bring it on. Let's go.
It's scary, brother. I hear you. I appreciate your call. They don't like anything traditionalist because they've got a new world order. That means everything else goes. Phil in Long Island, thanks for... Oh, I can't go to Phil yet. I got to go to break. Sorry, I look at the clock. Phil wants to talk about Steve Bannon, Trump, and the China kingpins. And so we'll go to break, come back with Phil, and then John, and Brian, and Dave, and Scott, and Dustin, and Mike, and Lori, in the order your calls are received, and then Mike Cargill will be in studio. Talk about a guy on fire, a guy that has victory in his hands. Everything he touches has success. I don't want to jinx him, but it's kind of true. He just is constantly making the news around the country and locally. So look forward to him in studio. Band.video, Infowars.com, and sold out for 8 months, the ultimate brain nootropic, 10 hours of clean energy, Brain Force Turbo. Turbo Force is back in stock. Turbo Force is back in stock at Infowarsstore.com. Get your Turbo Force.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. Going right back to your phone calls. Phil in Long Island. Thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks very much for taking my call. Kudos to you and the crew for doing such a great job. And saw you on Bannon this morning, and that was awesome. And it brought to mind something that I feel is extremely important that is being missed by a lot of even the alternative media, and that is the arrest and imprisonment of Miles Blau. Okay, you probably know he's a close associate of Steve Bannon. He's a Chinese dissident that has been living here since 2014.
Oh, he's been targeted for the Chi-Coms by China Joe because he's helping to trying to overthrow the Chi-Coms. Totally innocent, totally harassed. It's just, it's criminal.
Absolutely. But the thing is here is that he is a linchpin to a lot of the things that are going on today, not just with the CCP, but he's got information dating back on the Clintons. You know, he was arrested by the FBI, and then 6 hours after he was arrested, they burned his apartment down in New York City. He was arraigned.
That's right, because he's organizing Chinese dissidents and Falun Gong and doing an all the groups he funds, all the things he's behind. For listeners that don't know, he's heavily involved in so much of the resistance. That's why they're going after him.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is I think the news has to get out much more strongly. I would love to see you guys and Tucker. And I think Tucker said a few words about him. I heard Doug Hagman did a few things on him last week. You know, the stuff.
Yeah, well, they arrested him saying he did a fundraiser to fight China and that he might have kept some of the money. Well, how the hell do you build an organization and not? I mean, it's ridiculous. He's financing, I mean, all the groups he's financing, all I see is major resistance to the groups he finances. So Christ said, judge a tree by its fruits. And what I've seen him fund has been Mike Tysoning, Muhammad Ali-ing the globalist. I mean, he
absolutely.
Yeah, that's why they're putting him in jail. Is he? I know they arrested him and suddenly his apartment set on fire. What do you think that's all about?
Well, they say he has information on the on Biden's laptop. You know, he,
and so instead of them taking that into custody, they just torched it.
Right. He had information also. He broke the story about the Chinese using the vax as a attack against the U.S. military like 2 years ago.
He was the first guy talking about Huawei.
Yes, that's right. That's right. I mean, this guy is a linchpin to a lot of stuff, and I'm afraid he's going to get Epstein. And one more thing, just before you let me go, the other one of your callers earlier said something about getting everybody to go out there and show a sign that they're standing for what's going on here. I've been flying my flag upside down since Inauguration Day 2021. And I think
for those that don't know, that's not a sign of disrespect. That's when something is in crisis, in distress.
Right. And actually, Owen covered this last week, and I felt compelled to call. And then today, I just figured I'd mention it because somebody else brought it up. It's a great way to see other patriots out there. You fly the flag upside down because the nation is in distress, and you'll know that you're looking at or talking to someone who is of like mind.
And if your neighbor's dumb and comes over and says, why are you disrespecting? You can pull up online or in a book and say, no, it means the country's in distress. You don't agree it's in distress?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly right. I had my across the street neighbor's a veteran, and he complained about it, and he asked me to fly it right. I explained what I was doing, and then he was okay with it. He said, okay, just do me a favor on Veterans Day, turn it right side up, which I did to respect him. But it's a good sign for people to see a flag lying upside down means that the guy, he's been red-pilled.
Absolutely. And your neighbor didn't know he means well. That's out of respect to fly it upside down. The damn country is in crisis. Thanks for the call. John in Long Island, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I'm calling to see if you've ever heard about a company called Rent-A-Kill Terminate. It is the largest extermination company in the world, both commercially and
say the name again.
Rent-A-Kill Terminex.
Oh, I've seen the ads for Terminex.
Yeah, but it's Rent-A-Kill bought out Terminex and became the largest extermination company in the world and have quadrupled the chemical output. They have been acquiring every single predominant extermination company in the United States. They're headquartered and started in the United Kingdom, and they have a headquarters in Canada. And they have companies all around the whole world they've been acquiring. It's like a whole global takeover where they're choking out and pretty much owning everything.
Well, the globalists have unlimited money, so they're definitely involved in a forced vertical integration. So how does Terminex tie into things?
No, what's going on is they're implementing a new program with their pest stuff, which goes quarterly, their treatments, and they have quadrupled the amount of chemical.
Hold on. Your phone's really breaking up, but I'm intrigued by this. I want to hear it. Move it to a different spot in your house or your business or wherever you're at so I can hear you.
All right.
Why, hold on. Just hold on for a second. I'm going to go back to you, John. If a company wants to make money, they would do the limited amount of pesticide that actually works. Why would they triple the amount of chemical, the pesticide being released? To me, that's a big question. I'm just taking it as what you're saying is true. Where are you going with this?
They're just pumping out a lot more chemical. I feel like it's more poisonous to the environment, to the food, because the stuff.
But
are
you saying they've tripled their business, or they've tripled the application?
They've tripled the amount of chemical that we put out on a regular quarterly service, more than quadrupled it actually. And it's the nasty stuff, the stuff that leaches, and they've added granulars to it, stuff that we normally would not do. We would go after targeted things, and now they're making it.
Well, then, okay, you're an exterminator, it sounds like. Why do you think they're doing it?
I think they're doing it to leach the stuff into the ground to jack up the water system, as well as to choke out any small business owners so that people have to all work for them.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you're like, damn, there's no bugs around here, and you got liver cancer. So you're saying they're just going thermonuclear with the pesticide?
Yeah. Yeah. And thing is, it's the largest company in the world now.
All right, I'll look into it. Thank you so much. Great points, but I can barely understand what you're saying. I'm not mad. I get cell phones get worse and worse. Joe Rogan, like in 2000, was at a comedy club I was watching. He goes, you know, it's the year 2000. We're supposed to be George Jetson and flying around in silver outfits on jetpacks. But instead, I stand behind a bush, my cell phone craps out. And that really is where we are. We're going to go to break in a couple minutes. We're going to come back with Lori and others straight ahead. But really, I'm not poo-pooing the last caller, but you're calling about some issue like an extermination company, and I got to be honest, I don't know about it. I know this. The globalists have unlimited fake money they've made, and they're using it to buy up everything to have control. So as a rule, if I can go with a mom and pop, I still use big guys sometimes when I have a choice. I'm in the middle of nowhere, I need ammunition, I forgot to bring ammo. Oh, there's a Walmart, I go to it. But I'll first search and say, is there a local gun shop? Even if I pay 20-30% more, I go to the local gun shop because you've got to empower the local community. Once they get rid of the real economy, it's over, and all the big corporations are working for new lockdowns, total control, social credit score, universal basic income. So we've got to shop local. That is such an important thing. Got to go to the farmer's market. Got to just start those basic moves in promoting independent free systems. Every week, I get Amish milk. Love it. Drink it. Delicious. It's real. It's like a probiotic. My family loves it. And I'm not going to save the world doing that, but those little choices build the future. Lori, we're going to go to break and come back with you and so many others like Dave and Mike and others. And Dustin, stay with us. Infowars.com, MadMaxWorld.tv, MadMaxWorld.tv. TurboForce is back. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I want to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, next hour, Michael Cargill has won two major federal court cases for the Second Amendment. He's got all the intel on what really happened with that ruling last Friday with the George Soros DA saying the Army veteran couldn't shoot a guy aiming a gun at him during a BLM rally. That's all coming up next hour. But let's go back to your calls right now. You're on the air. Lori from Michigan. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Alex. I'm a longtime listener. I'm a vet. More importantly, I'm a daughter. I'm a mom. I'm a sister. And I've been watching everything that's going on, trying to inform myself. And I guess my biggest question is, everything they're hitting us with, they're doing it somewhat slowly, but they're starting to speed up. When do we know when it's time to get the hell out of Dodge and cut and run? Because I'm in the suburbs, but I'm not in the country.
You know, that's really the big question, the $64 trillion question. I think that's up to you in your area. Do you have a neighborhood that's awake? Do you have people you trust? Are your police good? But I think everybody should be trying to get 10 acres, 20 acres, 50 acres in the middle of nowhere in case things collapse. I think I would be 80% offense trying to stop the globalist, 20% defense with a backup. That's what I've done.
And I've been trying to prep for, slowly. I'm nowhere near the stage of some people, but I've been trying to build up slowly so that if I do have to take my family and get out, I have something to start with. But, it comes down to I'm one of those people that's living paycheck to paycheck.
No, I understand.
And
so many people are.
Getting out, it's hard.
No, I totally understand. Well, at least you're not in New York City where they run public service announcements that there's a nuclear attack. Tune into your local radio. If there's a nuclear attack, folks, there won't be internet, there won't be radio, there won't be gas, there won't be electricity, there won't be sewage. So the first step is don't be in L.A., don't be in New York City, don't be in Austin, don't be in Houston, don't be in Miami, don't be in Seattle. That's the first step. So, that's where we're at. There's nothing industrial left in much in Detroit, so you don't have to worry. You're not much of a target.
We've got the entire auto industry up here.
No, I know they make tanks up there and stuff. I was joking. Detroit's obviously a target. I mean, look, I'm in the same boat. I mean, I care about my children, my family, but most of my children are grown. They listen to me. But if I told them, hey, we're moving to Idaho or we're moving to Montana or we're moving to, Timbuktu, they probably wouldn't go with me. But, I'm in the same boat as you. I think it's a big debate and a big discussion we should have.
Then what would you say would be one of the top things we should look for before we get stuck in a 15-minute city?
I would have to get the preeminent expert, Joel Skousen, on for like 2 hours. Let's set him up the next few weeks. He's created books and films. One of them we made, Strategic Relocation, the film and the book. It's an InfoWars store, but... I mean, there are areas that the missiles don't target. There are areas that block you with mountains from fallout, the Intermountain West, other areas. And who cares if you live in a small little cabin and work at the gas station and save money and have a little garden? It isn't about standard of living. It's about living. It's not about being a fancy pants. It's about surviving. And so, my bug out plan, bankruptcy's proven it all. I have all this stuff they claimed I did. The numbers have gone from 100 million to 50 million to 10 million to 5 million to a million. Now they're like, oh my God, Jones doesn't have any money. He spent it all. Yeah, I did what I said I'd do. That's come out. Now the press is kind of quiet on that. But literally, I've got family that's got an extra cabin for me in the middle of the woods. And we've got solar and a well and, a big propane tank that'll last a year. And that's my bug out plan. And it's not the best place in the United States. But that's what I can do. So it's better than nothing. And, I've got friends that are pilots, that are patriots, 5 or 6 of them, and they got helicopters. And they promised me that if I need to be, when the roads are shut down, if I need to be evacuated to a rural area, I'm ready to do it. So that's what it comes down to. I've got several backup plans. And I've been forced to do that. I mean, until about 2 years ago, I spent no time on defense, everything on offense to stop these people. But things are so bad, I can't look my family in the eyes without building a backup. So I think your call is very legitimate, Lori.
Thank you. Keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate it. And, supplements and all, it's all, for the greatest cause, which is the maintenance of human civilization.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. Yeah, I mean, I have family that has old family property with old ranch houses and stuff that are half fallen down. And so we've got a little cabin with a living room and a kitchen. and then two split little rooms with just basically you walk in, there's a bed. There's like room for one table and a lamp, and that's it. And there's solar, and there's propane, and there's a well. And I can charge with the solar, an electric bike, and we got a tractor, we got a four-wheel drive, and we got guns. And that's when the lights go off, they turn everything off, we go into civil war. I'm not going to be running around the leader of the resistance, because in this thing, it'll all just be brainwashed people we're fighting that don't even know what they're part of. I'll be like Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'm going to go hide out on Tatooine and, you know, wait for the next big revolution. Because, you know, this thing is information warfare. And if we don't fix this with the truth now, once it all unravels, you just got to keep your head down. Because stacking up dead cops, which is so easy to do, does not fix things. In fact, it's the opposite of what we want to do. If the cops are dumb enough to serve the system, that's their problem. They try to come get us and take us to a FEMA camp. Well, then, you know, they got between themselves and destruction. But they're not our enemies. And I think the cops know this. They're off trying to get ready, too. So we just got to keep our heads down and just when it comes to getting prepared. But keep our heads up when it comes to stopping this. So 80% offense, 20% defense is my model. But for somebody that doesn't have resources, you've got to need to take care of your family. Do 80% defense, 20% offense. Go speak at city council, county commission, school boards. Get involved. Call and talk radio like you just did. And spend 80% of your time educating your family, because when this all goes down, which it's already going down, they'll then respect you and you'll be a leader. So it's all info war. Dustin in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, you're one hard man to get up to. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you.
Yes, sir. I got a few points I just want to hit on. I'll be as quick as I possibly can. I want to thank you for Brain Force, because I was on drugs for so many years. I got nailed down and prayed to God. I did what I could, and that stuff got me sober. I've been sober 5 years now. But one of the other topics I wanted to hit on is how we can come together as a community. TikTok, believe it or not, is actually pretty good. I've seen a lot of people wake up. Yes, there's a controversy about it, and I see how the government's trying to take that away. But in all reality, I've seen a lot of people wake up on that. And I think the best way to spread a message is just be as honest and truthful as you can.
Well, brother, I didn't do 10 minutes yesterday bragging that when I go out, all I get is love. That's a good message to people. I mean, people, what you just said, what you're seeing is true. People are waking up.
Yeah, I just want to be, you can't just stay on the news. You got to have some positivity. That's how you can manifest your, the goodness in the world. Also, I used to be a maintenance away for the railroad. I can tell you a lot of that stuff. The reason why trains are derailing is because the companies, the big class one railroads, they take the money from the government and they invest so little into the actual employees of the railroad.
They admit the U.S. has the worst rail infrastructure in the world. Why do you think they did that?
Why do I think they did that? Well, it's where everything comes from. You cannot transport anything without the railroad by land, other than a lot of the phosphates, a lot of the chemicals and stuff are transported by rail. And if you basically start destroying infrastructure, you can cause a mass, you can cause a bad collapse on that.
All right, brother, I appreciate your call. Thank you so much. I want to remind listeners, get off your speakerphones, because I can actually hear you if you don't, but I heard most of what you said. All right, Dave and others, your calls are coming up, and so much more in the...
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paladi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Second Amendment advocate and also an expert on the New World Order. We'll talk about that big Soros-controlled DA in Austin and the Army veteran. The sergeant had a gun pointed at him at a BLM rally and shot the guy and now convicted of murder. That's coming up. But let me tell you about this before we go back to your calls. We have DNA Force Plus, the PQQ, the CoQ10, and the highest quality products for your telomeres, your immune system, the Rolls Royce for your immune system and your body. 40% off, even though it's about to sell out. InfoWarsStore.com. Real Red Pill, all the key trace elements, vitamins, minerals, lepregmanone to supercharge your hormones naturally, the fountain of youth, great for sports, natural enhancement for young people that are in sports. It's an incredible product. It's 40% off, despite the fact it's selling out soon. I like the DNA Force, though. It's almost out. We should take that off sale. And then, finally, Turbo Force, 10 hours of clean, focused energy with all of the souped up special amino acids and the vitamins and the minerals and trace compounds and then a whole bunch of natural special molecules of caffeine and other things. 10 hours of clean energy. This is it, with no hangover. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra are great. Two different nootropics. One lasts 3 hours. One lasts 5 hours. One's super fast acting. The other's slow acting. They're all different. They're all great. BrainForce Ultra is insanely special. I don't want to take something really strong when I got to go to bed in 3 hours. The wife wants to go out to dinner or go to Joe Rogan Comedy Show. It's 7 o'clock at night. I want to go to bed by 11. I can take BrainForce Ultra. Gets in 15 minutes. Goes away in 3 hours. This does not. This is when you're driving across the country, or this is when you're about to play a football game, or this is when you want to work out and lose weight. Turbo Force, now back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. While you're at it, get a Trump mugshot t-shirt, get an Alan Stone for President shirt. They spread the word, you meet like-minded people, and it funds the InfoWar. I want to thank you all for your support. But Turbo Force is back in stock, finally, after 8 months, at InfoWarsStore.com. So is the Ultimate Bone Broth. So is the amazing prebiotic. It's all there, InfoWarsStore.com. And I can't read to you. It would take too long to read all the amino acids and things that are in this. I mean, I've got a two-page list here in front of me. That's just a small smattering of what's happening there on screen. All right, let's go back to calls here. David, Pennsylvania, Soros versus the West. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. Excuse the brain fog. I haven't had any X2 in about 2 weeks, so can't wait.
Well, don't worry. X2 is back in 3 weeks. X3 is back next week.
Good. Nice to hear. Anyways, I was calling. I don't really believe in Soros' rhetoric against China, because I think Soros is pretty high in the pecking order of the cabal. And the only weapon against China is the U.S. industrial complex, and they have not relented on destroying our borders, our military, our population, our currency, God, farmland, livestock, and go on and on and on. And number two, they've been...
Hold on, I don't want to interrupt you. I'm going to give you the floor here, but you're calling in about what I heard in the first hour, where Soros said in 2009 to the deputy head of the Davos Group, now Deputy Prime Minister of Canada, we want to end America in the dollar so China runs the world. Now he's turned against China because China's double-crossed him. You're thinking that may be even a more sophisticated double-cross, because now it's time for China to wage war against us. He's going to pretend like he's on our side. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, because their only weapon against China is U.S. industrial complex, and they're destroying that to this day. We built China, starting with Nixon, who opened up the door in the early 1970s, and Reagan really pushed all of our manufacturing, all of our medicine, everything over there.
Well, you're right. I mean, Nixon was good in ways and Reagan was good in ways, but they're the ones who started it. Then Herbert Walker Bush really finished it.
Yeah, that's right. But anyways, if Soros, he's pretty high in the pecking order, is like I said, if he was really against Xi Jinping now, what would be the weapon against China? I mean, they're still, our governments are,
that would have been Trump. That would have been Trump. So he says he's against China, but he's not. That's a really astute point.
Yeah, and of course I have my doubts about Trump too. Do I really believe he could have closed the southern border? Absolutely. Do I believe he could have? He was so stupid not to conduct warp speed? Absolutely. Or do I believe that Putin wouldn't have invaded Ukraine because he's stupid? I'm sick of hearing how these world leaders are being accused of being stupid. I think they're all following the same script.
Well, let's expand on that. Because you're live and you're unfiltered. What do you really... Because I'm on the fence about Trump, even though I know he's better than the other candidates. So I feel bad not supporting him, but I also feel bad supporting him. Tell me what you think of Trump.
Well... I work in the healthcare field. Let me tell you, when he come up with warp speed really got the snowball rolling for government tyranny, and we're still living through it. And I think he could have secured the southern border, which is a big problem now. So I would boost.
No, he did it partially. So I agree with you that he's got big problems. What do we do then? Who do we support?
I personally like John F. Kennedy Jr.
I think he's a good man who means well, but he's pro-abortion, pro-gun control.
Yeah, that's a problem. All these people seem...
And do you really think Robert F. Kennedy Jr. can beat these people?
No, I don't. Trump has too big of a podium. I don't think Trump...
I'm going to ask you again, because I'm not in your face. I respect you, Dave. I'm asking you, I'm normally a very decisive person. My gut tells me go with Trump because they hate him so much. I've been persecuted for supporting him. I know he's got problems. But let me ask you this way. Why do you think the establishment hates him? Because they definitely hate him. It's not a fake hate.
I think it's the same reason why they start to it's polarization. They want polarization in the population, and Trump is there to do it.
I agree. So what do we do then?
Well,
I want you to tell me, Dave, and I'm not putting you on the spot. I respect you. What do I do, Dave? Because I actually, I'm going to be honest with the audience, I don't know what to do.
Well, right now, Alex, we're stuck with Trump. I haven't seen anybody come out of the woodwork yet to run for president of the United States.
Bingo, 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 yeah. Bingo. You just said it. Exactly.
But I'm just sick of settling for the lesser of the month.
I am too. I am a hunter. I love Tulsi Gabbard. She's come a long way, but still.
Yeah, I love Tulsi Gabbard. Absolutely.
So.
And as far as I'm a Catholic, and as far as John Paul II, you know, I have one problem with him too. He did not stand up for the children who are being raped in the Catholic diocese.
No, I hear you. And talk about that. I'm not censoring you, but I was saying, look at how good he was compared to what you got now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we get back to that. We say we're not for lesser of evils, but I mean.
It just appears that all the world leaders and all the CEOs of all the corporations are all on the same team.
Exactly. The devil is given full control. I think that's what we're seeing.
And I question if Trump's on that team or not. He has proven to me that he's not on that team.
I agree. I'm not sure Trump is on our team. But their hatred of him is very real. But is that just one level?
I think the hatred could be just the polarization of a script we're watching, just like on TV.
I agree. So I'm going to ask you again, and I'm not saying this like I have the answer. What do we do, Dave?
We need to find a leader that is pro-Americana. I mean, hey, Alex, do you believe they could flip this script tomorrow? They could take education, media, all the corporations. They could flip the script tomorrow, pro-family, pro-father, pro-America, shut the borders down, war against drugs. They could do it in the blink of an eye. But they won't.
They can fix these problems overnight. They're helping grease the skids.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They can steal the border in a day.
Dave, great points. Let's jam in one more. Can only give you a minute and a half. Let's go to Brian in California. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex. So you're asking what to do. The first thing you have to know is that the Vatican is backing BLM and Antifa to burn down American cities when Trump was in office. That's who took out Trump from Rome and London to Washington, D.C. and New York. The Vatican created Antifa back in the 1700s to take out the kings of Europe, both Protestant and Catholic. They set up this New World Order. They run Washington, D.C., and they set up D.C. That's why they moved the capital from Philadelphia to District of Columbia in Maryland, where Georgetown University was. And that's who's behind it. That's who did 9/11. George Tenet has a special diplomacy degree from Georgetown University. He was the CIA director on 9/11. They blew up the World Trade Center. They blew up the Pentagon. They launched the COVID-19 terror attack. They took out President Trump. They run Antifa. They run the unions here in the United States to rig elections. They took out Bolsonaro, and they run Europe into the ground. That's what's happening. If you want to do something about the New World Order, you have to realize that the ADL and all these Jewish mafia are absolutely working with the Vatican. They're taking their directions from the Vatican, Davos Group, all of it. That's who's behind it.
All right, appreciate your call. Mike in Houston and others are straight ahead. And Mike Cargill, a man on fire. We'll talk about the big case in Texas with a veteran convicted of murder for defending himself.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.